Leather and Silk by Gay with Coffee. Chapter 2. Ed stands frozen, eyes focused on Steed's hand as it remains on his arm for a while longer. He doesn't know what to do or what to say. He can't even bring himself to look up at him. Just complete loss of function. You're Ed, right? Yes. Ed stutters finally, bringing his eyes up to meet Steed's. Have we met before? You look familiar. Act fucking cool. I don't know. You know my name, so suppose so. Caramel latte with whipped cream and tiramisu. Yes, now I remember. Steed smiles. Well, great to see you, but I gotta get going. Got another class to get to, Ed says hastily. He gives Steed a nod and continues very quickly down the hallway, but stops at the end to take a look back at him. He sees him raise his hand to give him a wave, much as he did at the cafe that day, and he raises his hand in response and goes to say, see you later, but stops himself, so he turns back and rounds a corner out of view. Fuck. The whole interaction throws him off a little, considering the last time they saw each other he was looking at him like he was an inconvenience. Not that he has any idea of what was going through his head at the time, but he was naked in front of a dozen people, which even if in itself is daunting enough. Luckily, his next class is heavily focused on researching old masters, to find out what materials they used, how they mixed their colours, and if they used arsenic in them, and if they even painted their artwork themselves. It's right up Ed's alley and so fascinating to him that he's fairly confident that it will adequately distract him from one certain blonde hair, dimple-cheeked hot waiter, and nude model that's living rent-free in his head. Hopefully it will, anyway. 2 hours later, and Ed walks out of the class positively mind-blown and in awe of how art-making has evolved over the centuries. He's been studying a long time, but there are still many things that excite him and to learn more about. Now that he's on the tail end of his master's degree, he's learning more in-depth things that were just briefly touched on in his bachelor's, and it makes him fall more in love with the fine arts every day. He sits down at the university cafe for some downtime before he heads to meet some eager teens to take them into an introduction to fine arts class. It's something he's been doing for many years now at the encouragement of his teachers. He can talk about art for hours, just don't ask him to do a presentation about his own work. He will grumble and protest as much as he possibly can. Ugh, I don't know you, but I'm fucking wrecked, Archie says, thumping down on the seat across from Ed. Nice to see you too, he grins. So, how was your class? If I have to look at another glory hole today, I'm going to scream. This exhibition better be worth it, man. If it's not, I'm going to smash every piece of glass I made for this fucking thing. Better than yours, it seems. At least I'm not sweating my fucking ass off for the sake of art. The very reason why Ed's stint at glassblowing ended. He hates the heat. There's nothing worse. It makes him grumpy, and for him to even consider studying glassblowing long-term, or, God forbid, a career in it, would have been insane. Good for others, not for him. Something in Ed's peripheral catches his attention, and he turns his head just enough to see what or who it is. He snaps his head back and hastily stands up, grabs his coffee and stashes his lunch in his bag, before grabbing out his wrists and pulling her along as he scuttles away. Fuck, it's Steed. Don't look, we gotta go, Ed whispers. Wait, what? Archie asks, trying to look back as she's being pulled along. Nothing, come on. Archie tries to look back again, but Ed yanks at her arm and stops them just around the corner out of sight. He lets go of her wrist and pokes his head out just enough to survey the Steed situation. Wait, is this the coffee guy? He's here? She goes to look around the corner, but he pulls her back and he puts both of his hands on her shoulders and sighs. I ran into him earlier, Ed confesses. Did you talk to him? What happened? She asks loudly. Shh, I'll tell you at home. I do have to go, but don't you dare go looking for him, okay? Promise me. Fine, you owe me. He'll admit he's not convinced of her word, but he really needs to get going, so he just has to hope that she sticks to it. It's well after sunset when Ed arrives home. Granted, it's autumn and the days are getting shorter, but nonetheless it makes him feel extra tired, and he's definitely not prepared to be met with a very excited Archie sitting and waiting right at the front door, waiting to pounce on him. "So, you're going to tell me what happened?" she asks the second he opens the door. "Jesus Christ, can't I at least make it in the door and get changed into something comfy first?" Ed groans. Archie rolls her eyes and he rolls his right back at her. He knows she's desperate for details, but she's going to have to wait until he's showered and he's wearing his favourite pyjamas. He really doesn't have the capacity to do anything until he's in his favourite pyjamas. To be honest, he loves his pyjamas just as much as he loves his leathers, probably more than his leathers if he's being honest. Pyjamas are life. Now that he's showered and happily in his favourite PJs, he walks out of his bedroom and sits down on the couch and leans against the armrest, facing Archie, who's already staring eagerly at him for the hot goss. "Go on, ask your questions." Fang jumps up and settles into his lap and he idly strokes her back while he waits for the barrage of questions. "So why is the coffee shop guy back on campus? The nude modelling thing wasn't a one-time deal?" Jackie asked if I wanted to do a one-on-one with him so I could finish my painting. "Well, what did you say?" Archie gasps. "Well, I said yes, but he didn't show." "What an ass." "Yeah, but then I ran into him, literally." Archie's eyes go wide and her mouth opens. "Shit." Ed nods and they sit in silence for a while. It's surprising how easily satisfied she is with his answers. It's really quite a relief. It allows him to casually leave out the fact that he ran into Steed again on his way back home. Quite literally ran into him again for a second time. "Are we gonna make a habit of running into each other like this?" Steed said with a laugh. "Guess we'll have to wait and see," Ed replies casually. His reply may have been casual, but inside he was feeling anything but casual. Anxiety was bubbling within his ribcage, but he somehow managed to keep his composure enough to keep the interaction short and keep on heading towards home. Maybe, just maybe, one day Ed will be able to pull his shit together and function like a normal human being around attractive individuals. Until then, he doesn't know if, when, where, or how Steed will keep popping up, but he has a feeling that he'll be crossing paths with him again. Never say never. "You're thinking about him, aren't you?" Archie says. "Maybe." "I knew it." "You like him." "Shut up." "No." Archie folds her arms and smirks at him. "Yeah, okay, maybe he does like him. It's not a crime or anything." The next nude painting class goes by without a hitch. No falling off stools, which Ed pins as a win. There's no way he could deal with Steed being the model again after the encounters with him, but also, it's not often that it's the same model two classes in a row. "Hey, Teach, wait up," Jackie calls as he's leaving. "What's up?" "I know this is gonna be weird, but hear me out." Ed frowns, but is curious enough not to blow her off. "Go on." "We don't have a model lined up for next week, and I wondered if..." She pauses. "You wanted to do it?" "Say the fuck what now?" "I think I'm better as an artist, and I'm not built for sitting idle, man," he replies. Jackie understands. "How about that guy from last week? He was good. I think the class liked him." "Say the fuck what now?" "I can't really say since, you know," Ed points to his knee. "Knee and all." "Oh, that's right. That's right. You had to leave. Okay, well, Jackie will give him a call and I'll see if he's available." Ed nods and heads out the door. Once he's down the hall and rounded the corner, he leans over with his hands on his knees to take a deep breath before he turns around, places his hand against the brick wall and whispers, "Fuck." "You okay?" a voice behind him asks. He turns around and, oh fuck, it's Steed. Standing right here, asking if he's okay. "Fuck." "Yeah, all good. Do you, attend classes here or did you just want to see me?" He laughs awkwardly. "Real smooth, Teach." Steed leans into him and whispers, "What if I said both?" Ed leans back a little, shocked at the mission. Not shocked that he's studying here, because realistically, why else would he be on a university campus? But because they've never really spoken and he wants to see him. But we've not properly spoken, Ed says. There's something about you, Ed. Call it magnetism, if you will. But you've only seen me briefly, and only a handful of times. Steed puts his hand on the bricks beside Ed's shoulder and leans into him again. As he gets closer, Ed can smell his cologne, musk, with a hint of wood and another ingredient he can't put his finger on. Their lips brush and Ed closes his eyes. Steed doesn't close the distance and pulls away, leaving Ed wanting to grab him and pin him against the wall to close the distance himself. Better get going. Got a class to get to, Steed says. Wait, what are you studying? Ed calls as Steed is already walking away. Getting my doctorate in philosophy, he says, turning back briefly. Fuck me, he's that hot and he's getting a fucking doctorate. Ed turns back to the brick wall and looks up with a laugh. The fuck just happened? Is he dreaming right now? He pinches himself on the arm just in case, but he doesn't wake. It's not a dream. Steed actually did that to Ed. Ed has the next few days off before he has a full weekend of research to get together an outline for his final thesis. He likes to plan ahead for big things like this. It doesn't need to be handed in till 4 weeks before graduation, but the aim is to get it written up before then. 4 months to write it? Easy peasy pudding and fucking pie. It was lucky he narrowed down what topic would be quite early in his final year. He settled on the evolution of painting techniques, ruling out a few other options that didn't interest him as much, and he needs to feel passionate about what he's working on, otherwise what's the point? He doesn't mind studying on weekends because it means he can take out his motorcycle during a weekday when it's quieter with less traffic and head for the open roads, or currently, one place in particular. And damn it if that tiramisu isn't still living rent-free in his head. The second he pulls up out the front of Coffee and Cold Brew, he's praying to some non-religious power that there is a gorgeous slice of that tiramisu there waiting for him with his name written on it. And maybe seeing Steed as a bonus. The giddiness he feels approaching the cake cabinet is almost like how he felt the first time his mum gave him a few dollars to get whatever he wanted at the candy store when he was 5 years old. Thinking about those days, he's kind of sad there aren't any of the Scoop and Way style stores around like they had in his hometown. Be careful how much sugar you eat, Eddie. Don't want your teeth rotting out of your mouth, his mum often told him when he was young. Lucky for Ed, he's now an adult and he can eat as much tooth-rotting sugary foods as his heart desires, within reason, because he doesn't actually want rotten teeth. He orders his coffee and cake. He then takes a seat at what he's going to start calling Ed's table. Now he's becoming a regular here. He lifts his chin up, closes his eyes to absorb some of the sun's warm rays. Are you the leather guy? A voice with an English accent asks. Ed's head snaps up and his eyes go wide. What? He asks, confused. My co-worker just mentioned he met a hot guy in leather who came by here and I don't know. Kind of looks like it could be you. The guy gasps at his expression, and once he's freed his hands of Ed's coffee and cake, he folds his arms and smirks. It is you, he says, looking at him up and down. Is he here? Ed asks, looking around for him. He's supposed to be, but that disaster of a man probably has his car broken down or something. He rolls his eyes. Okay, well, enjoy your day. The leather guy? Ed tries to push out of his mind how awkward the interaction was and get his focus onto devouring this impeccable tiramisu. For the thought of Steed saying he was hot lingers. When did he say it? Was it after they first met? Either way, Steed mentioned out loud that he thinks he's hot, and that makes his stomach flip. He checks his watch, and since it's still early, he can really take his time to ride through the longer, more scenic backroads to really enjoy his day off. The weather is perfect, as it seems to be each time he comes down this way, so why not? It's so easy for Ed to tune out the world while he's on his bike. He'll plug in his headphones and sing along to some 80s classics. He loves 80s music. Everything about it just makes him so happy. They just don't make music like this anymore. Living on a Prayer comes on and he's so in the zone that his brain barely registers a broken down teal Geo tracker as he rides past. He catches a glimpse in his side mirror, and since he knows a little about cars and it being a pretty deserted road, it might be a while before anyone else comes along, so he pulls a U-turn to head back to offer some help. He pulls up in front of the car and hops off his bike, walks over to ask if he can help, but he doesn't see anyone waiting outside, so he looks inside the car to see that it's Steed, and he's ridiculously in the back sleeping. Knock, knock, Ed says loudly into the open window. Steed jolts upright and hits his head on the roof. He groans and holds his hand to his head. He keeps his hand there as best he can while he climbs over the seats to get out. Ed sees him struggling and opens the door for him. You all right? Hit your head pretty hard there by the looks of it, Ed says, grimacing at the red lump forming on Steed's forehead. He turns to the car window and starts poking at it. I've been out here for hours and decided on taking a nap until someone pulled up, he says, wincing at the pain. Taking a nap is his first thought. He's a lunatic and I like it. Cute car you got there. Sucks your tire blew out. I take it you don't have a spare, Ed frowns. No, I'm afraid not, he grimaces. I was on my way to work and all. Lucius is going to kill me for being late. Is he the English guy? Dark hair? Do you know him? Not really, but apparently you told him I was the hot leather guy. Steed's face turns bright red in embarrassment, and he tries to say something, but it comes out a stammering mess. Yes, but you, Ed takes a step forward and puts his hand out to rest just beside his shoulder, essentially trapping him between himself and the car. His mind flashes back to when Steed had done the same to him. I'm what? Ed asks, leaning in and almost brushing his lips against Steed's. It's just, Steed breathes. What's that? When he leans back to look at Steed, his face still bright red, he chuckles a little and leans back in, brushing his lips just under his earlobe. What am I, Steed? A car comes along the road and starts honking their horn before yelling, Woo! Out the window at them. When they've passed, Ed pulls back, feeling quite satisfied with himself for making Steed flustered. Making Steed flustered certainly wasn't what he was expecting to happen, certainly after so few interactions. Their past two interactions felt oddly sexually charged, again, unexpected after not really knowing each other. Do you need a lift to work? Ed eventually asks. Steed nods vigorously. Yes, please. Ed leads them to his bike and opens a back compartment to pull out his spare helmet for him to wear. Steed looks at him, confused, evidently never having put one on before, so he unclips the strap for him and puts it on his head, then tightens the shin strap accordingly. It's not far back to coffee and cold brew from where they're at, which is a bummer since he won't have this hot guy holding onto his waist for long enough. He could take a wrong turn and prolong it, but he also doesn't want to get Steed into trouble. They pull up at the front of the cafe and Steed hops off. You're a good man, Ed, he says. Hey, you need a ride home after? Oh, I could never ask you to hang around until my shift is over. I'll figure it out. But I have a class tomorrow, so will I see you on campus? He didn't have any classes tomorrow, but he could just casually make up some excuse to be on campus. By this point, he'll take any opportunity to be around him. It's normal. It's fine. Yeah, see you there. I'm looking forward to it. Steed taps his knee, thankfully his good knee, then rushes inside. He watches him and sees his English co-worker, Lucius, talking to him with big hand gestures, and then looks over Steed's shoulder at him. He then pushes past Lucius, who then snaps his head in Ed's direction again and smirks. He's not entirely sure what the smirk is about, but now that he's had enough excitement for one day, he's ready to head home and snuggle up with Fangy for the rest of the day and not think about Steed's hand around his waist. Maybe just think about that a little. An hour and a half later, he's happily on the couch with Fangy nestled against his tummy and in his favourite pyjamas. And then he is absolutely thinking about Steed's hands around his waist, the firmness of his grip, his torso flush with his back, the feeling of his thighs squeezing. The thought gets cut off by Archie walking out of her bedroom, towel drying her hair. You good? She asks. Hmm? Archie nods towards his crotch and he lifts his head up and immediately covers himself when he sees his semi. He groans and Archie starts laughing at him. Thinking about something good there, are we? Ed rolls onto his side and tries to bury his face in embarrassment, but Archie throws her towel at him and walks over with her hands out preparing to tickle him, which she knows is a sure way to piss him off. He is not a fan of being tickled, underlined and bold, not a fan. Don't you fucking think about it. I am thinking about it. Before she gets a chance to pounce on him, he moves Fang so he can move the hell away from her. You're a menace, you know that, he says as he walks over to the kitchen. You love me. Yeah, you're lucky. He opens the fridge and pulls out the ingredients for his famous Ed's Pretty Fucking Incredible Gourmet Scrambled Eggs. Of course, enough for two, since he knows Archie loves them, and it's a sure way to get her mind away from tickling him. One thing he loves about his eggs is that it's pretty easy to throw together and quick to cook. It's either just enough time to partake in a kitchen musical performance, or to feed his little Fangy, who is always a poor, starving, neglected cat. Come and get it, he calls out to Archie. They sit down at the dining table and start digging in. He looks up to see Archie staring amusingly at him, and he knows that look in her face that she's just itching to know what was giving him a semi. He knows that look well. You saw him, didn't you? What? No, Ed says, getting flustered. She gasps and sits back in the chair. I fucking knew it. So what? Maybe I did, he says, folding his arms. If you don't tell me, I'm going to tickle you. He shoots her a look of, don't you fucking dare, and she holds her hands up in submission. He might as well tell her, at least some of it. I was riding around and noticed his car broke down, so I took him to work. Nah, that sounds bullshit. Am I supposed to buy that? She asks, unconvinced. That really is what happened. Okay, sure. It was what happened. There's no lie there. He just chose to leave out the flirting and the firmness of his grip, his torso flush with his back, the feeling of his thighs squeezing. You're thinking about it again. That's the same look on your face. You did more than just dropping off. That is none of your business anyway. My business is my business, okay? Archie sits back in her seat again and raises her eyebrows. Okay, I'll respect that, she eventually says. He knows she's not buying it, but it's not like he can lie about something that didn't happen. Not that he would complain about it if something happened. The next morning, Ed sits at the dining table sketching as he picks at his breakfast. He's honestly just filling in time until Archie leaves for her classes, so he can head on to campus to find Steed without her embarrassing him for going in on his day off just for a guy. Though he's likely to run into her anyway, maybe he should just tell her. He looks towards her and ponders. She is his best friend, so why is he so apprehensive? To be fair, she probably just wants to suss out what his intentions are, as to avoid another Jack. He knows she's worried about history repeating itself, and Steed being another Jack, that abusive fucker can stay in hell where he belongs. Steed seems different, though. He seems genuine. Not that they really know each other yet. You all right? Archie asks, snapping him out of his train of thought. Yeah, all good. Just thinking. Fuck, you're not thinking about Jack, are you? It's easy for her to tell when Jack crosses his mind. Your face does a thing, she tells him. You look distant, sad, no life in your eyes. Didn't mean to, just happened. Was thinking about him, too. Him? Coffee shop him? Yeah. Archie sits down across from him and holds her hand out for him to take. Hey, you know I want the best for you, right? I don't know much about this coffee guy, but you seem to like him, and especially after... She gestures to his crotch. You know, that. I'm not going to jump on him as soon as I meet him. Second time is free game, though. That makes Ed laugh. She's his best friend for that reason. She's caring and she's chaotic. She's his best hype man and his biggest confidant. She does want the best for him, even if she is going to pounce on him on their second meeting. I'm going to see him in campus today. I know I don't have any classes, but he wants to see me and I want to see him, he admits. She gets up and walks around to the other side of the table and takes his face in her hands and kisses the top of his head. Go get your man, she says, walking towards the door. Not my man, he calls out. Not with that attitude, he's not, she winks at him, before shutting the door behind her. Ed wanders around campus around the time most people are done for their lunch break. He doesn't know what time Steed has classes, or if he has several today, so he hopes he'll be finished up for lunch, and since he's run into him near the campus cafe before, that's going to be the first place he hopes to find him. Turns out it's harder to find someone with little info on when and where to find them, and there's a sea of blonde guys around for what seems like the first time in Ed's life, and it's very embarrassing how many of them he's approached thinking one is Steed. After walking around for 30 minutes and no luck finding Steed, he walks into the campus cafe to get himself a coffee and maybe a bite to eat. "Are you Edward?" a girl behind the counter asks. "That's my name, Edward Teach, born on a beach," Ed giggles. The girl tilts her head, unsure what to make of his response. "Okay, well, some guy wanted me to give you this, said his name was Steve or something." She bends down to grab it, then pushes across the counter a pastry box in a brown paper bag with a sticky note with, "Please give to Edward. He's cute with long hair, maybe wearing a letter. He'll probably be coming in," scrawled on it. "Thank you," Ed says. He's not entirely sure what just happened and how Steve knew he'd be coming to the cafe, but seeing that note and others seeing that note, that's fucking embarrassing. He sits down at the bench outside and pulls a box from the bag. There in front of him is a very large slice of tiramisu. It's not just any slice. He gave him the best slice, and a very large one at that. Steed gave him something special. "Do you like it?" a voice says behind him. Ed turns around and grins when he sees Steed standing there. "Fuck yeah, I do. This is fucking great. Thanks, mate." Steed moves to the other side of the table and sits down opposite him. He waves his hand to encourage him to dig in, then rests his head on his hands to watch him happily. "You gonna watch me the whole time?" Ed asks. "Maybe not the whole time, just some of the time." It's weird having an audience to eat, but when he shuts his eyes and holds his hand over his heart with a moan escaping his mouth, he understands why Steed wanted to watch him. "I bake all the tiramisu myself. I never get to see if people enjoy it," Steed admits. "Fuck off, no you didn't," Ed replies in disbelief. Steed smiles and gives a modest nod. "I did." How can one man be so attractive? Not just visually, he's very attractive, but he's getting a doctorate. He makes the most mouth-watering tiramisu on the planet, and he seems interested in him. Mental. "I have my next class soon. Want to walk me there?" "Yes. I'm in." Ed clears his throat. "Might be nice." They sit in silence while Ed scoffs the rest of his cake embarrassingly quick, but Steed seems amused and endeared by it. At least he doesn't see it as a bad thing. Once he's done and the empty box is in the bin, Steed holds his hand out for him to take. Ed looks at his hand and his breath hitches. He wants to hold hands with him. "Is this okay?" Steed asks. Ed takes his hand and they interlock their fingers. He looks up and smiles. "Yes?" "Perfect." Steed seems to take them the long way to his class to prolong their hand-holding. It's far too cute. It feels so normal, after only a handful of interactions. Two rather sexually charged ones at that. I guess you know when you know. They get to Steed's classroom and he gives a heavy sigh as he drops Ed's hand. "This is me," he says solemnly. "Okay, well, see you around?" Ed curses himself for such a silly reply. "I'd sure like that." Steed takes his hand again and looks right into his eyes. They sparkle hazel in the sun. They're beautiful. All Ed can do is stand there in awe. He barely notices Steed take a step closer to him. He only notices when his lips brush his cheek and kisses it gently. "See you soon, Edward Teach." End of chapter.